final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. We're live here at the Patron Platinum Club inside Bridgestone Arena. Predators and Los Angeles Kings tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop here on these airwaves. Pete and Howe will have your call. I'll have your pregame starting at 6. Let's head over to West End. Let's talk to their football coach, Clark Lee, who's on the line with us. Coach, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good afternoon to you guys. Glad to be with you.
Hard-fought game on the road Saturday at South Carolina. You guys didn't get the start you're looking for, but I have to believe you as the head coach and your staff liked the response, though, right, that your team wasn't ready just to, like, throw it. You guys fought. You get behind on the road after a tough week the week prior. I have to believe you were satisfied with the response after the first quarter.
Yes, like when given the circumstances, we have to battle, and I think the competitive decision there to counterpunch and to play, you know, I thought really one of the best examples of complementary football that we've been able to put on display, you know, there to fight back and to claim a lead, you know, I mean that's. I think a representative of the character that we're building in this program and the environment. I think we have to now find a way to finish that one, which is ultimately the challenge. And no one feels good about the fact that ultimately we came up short.
Yeah. And that's what I was getting at, because I know you've come on these airwaves and told us, you know, it's about you're setting things up for, you know, the stretch run. You're trying to set this up long-term, and you know, this is a build, and part of that build is getting on the right mindset, the culture, and, you know, hanging in there, keep fighting, battling till the end. You're right. It sounds like, you know, you're not in the business of close but no cigar, you know, oh, just close, but it was a loss. But you have to love the fact that you're on a road and in the SEC and the conference, and you get in a tough environment and you get behind. And your team fought, and you had a chance. You put yourself in a chance to win the game.
Yeah, we did, and you know, we were able to step back and have some perspective on the progress we are making. And we also know that there's at times pain in progress, and you experience the suffering of a close loss, and you take ownership over it, and you hope that, you know, what you learn from that, what you take away, you know, how challenging it is. The margin between winning and losing is that line is so fine. And we have to make sure that through four quarters that we're positioning our team to finish. And so, you know, our program deserves more. Our players deserve more. And our quest now is to find that more in our preparation ahead of a game that we feel like will be another one where we can battle it out and be in a tight game late, and hopefully this time have a chance to pull away and win one at home. That'll be huge for our guys and for our confidence. But at the same time, you know, again, we keep a perspective about the gains we are making, the progress that's being made, and we're excited about if we continue to compound on that progress, where this program's headed. And that's, you know, that long-term vision you speak of, where, you know, not everything is measured in the short-term result. We have to understand that this is a journey, and you know, we know where we are on the journey. We know where we want to be, and it's just about making that next step. When you look at our season and you talk about where we started and, you know, what we learned about our team in game one against East Tennessee State, where we faced adversity there in the second quarter and really never woke up from that. I do think we've come a long way from a competitive standpoint, and we got a decision to make, we got to continue to make those competitive decisions in the moment to position our team to again have a chance to win games and lead.
What did you think of the play of your quarterback, Mike Wright?
I was proud of Mike. I thought he stepped up in a situation where it's his first start of his career, and he's been, you know, playing in spurts this year, but never really has gotten a rhythm out there. You know, coming out of camp, he was kind of 1B for us. So Kenny won the job, but Mike had really done a nice job, you know, in the competition. and you know, just never really got a rhythm early in the season to be able to play. Was hurt in the first game, was kind of limited in the second game, and so for him to come out and have total ownership over that position, I thought he led the offense. I thought he kept composure. I thought he made good decisions with the ball. Even the interception, I thought was just an exceptional play by their defensive end, and one that we can help, you know, occupy the end up front and do some things that will allow that play to get off. You know, he was able to generate explosive offense on his own, but also empowered his teammates to do the same. We were more explosive than we've been all year, which was a focal point coming out of the Florida game, where we were so methodical in our drives. There's just a lot to build on there, and yet it's his first start, and so you're looking at a guy that is, you know, is really like, it's like playing a true freshman. He played a different system a year ago. He played sparingly. You know, he's learning a new system this year, and he gets his first start. He performs well, and now we're excited about where he can go, you know, moving forward as he progresses and learns.
Talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach, and Clark, you can't help but notice the makeup of both of the guys. I really like Mike Wright's presence. He's got enthusiasm. He's got the attention of everybody. I like how he cares and stuff. But I also noticed Ken Seals, not dressed for the game, but he's still very involved on the sideline. I that looks like something you really like in terms of, you know, trying to build that culture that you talk about a lot.
Everyone wants to watch a team play together. Like, that's what, as fans, we love when we show up and we see a team that's connected, that's spirited, that plays together, plays for each other. And so part of environment and culture is building in this idea. You know, what we do, I think, is our human nature is default kind of every man for himself. We're all out to get ours. And that's kind of almost like a narrative that's built into us externally to a point. But to have a shared experience, to have truly a team environment where, you know, your success is my success, and we celebrate each other. You know, that's what we're building here, and that takes time. It's not something that I can just say and speak in front of the team and everyone gets it. You know, it's got to practice. It's got to be trained. You have to be able to do it when things are good, and you have to be able to do it when you're facing adversity. And once you take total ownership of it, what you're left with is something that is an emotional connector for everyone who watches it. And all that to say, that long lead-in just to say that, you know, I think what Kenny's doing in support of Mike and how he conducted himself, not just on Saturday, but through the week, as he totally supported Mike in his efforts as a first-time starter and celebrated both Mike's success and the team's success, the offense's success, you know, I think is certainly indicative of the program we're building, but also an indicator of the character of Ken Seals and kind of what type of person that is, and what a blessing it is for me to have a guy like that early in the infancy of this program to build the program around.
I think you indicated that Seals will not be ready to go this week. It'll be Mike Wright again. I'm noticing it looks like he's making some improvements on his throwing. I saw him hit a couple of deep balls early in the game, loosen up the defense. We know he can really make people miss when it's time for him to scramble, things like that. What kind of improvements are you seeing from Mike since you took over?
Well, the one thing circumstantially I felt on Saturday was I don't think he felt pressure to go out there and generate the big play every snap. You know, in the situations he's come in the game at previous times in the season, you know, he's probably felt the pressure like, you know, hey, I want to come back out here at some point. I need to make a play. I need to make something happen. I thought on Saturday he the game slowed down for him. He had really good command on the field. And he took the plays that were there. He made the throws when they were open. He threw guys open at times. He didn't force the ball though. And obviously we know he can make plays with his legs as well. So what I feel like he's advancing in is just the awareness that from his position he can strengthen the other 10 guys on the field on offense, and that's an incredible thing. That's how you get the team playing, is when you interlock all 11 on the field, and he can do that. What I loved is, you know, he made reads and made recognition of when he had a one-on-one matchup that he liked. He wasn't afraid to pull the trigger and take it. When it wasn't there, he either scrambled to make a play, he threw the ball away. There was just mature, smart decision making at that position, and that, you know, we've talked a lot about complementary football and how, you know, we've evolved in our understanding of what that means. It's not just about each phase playing well; it's about how each phase interlocks and unlocks performance in the next phase, and certainly, you know, protecting the ball. We've at times this year, turn the ball over in inopportune times and put a defense that's still trying to find its identity on the field in difficult circumstances. And on Saturday, we did that once. And you know what? The defense stepped up on that drive with a fourth down stop. It was a huge momentum builder for us. So it was exciting to watch, you know, that element of our game develop. After it's been something we've talked about and really preached and taken ownership over as a program, you know, really since week one. And hopefully we continue to deepen that in terms of the complementary piece, because that's going to be what allows us to be competitive here and be in tight games that we can win as we finish off the season in conference.
Talking to Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee here with us. And you know, you as you talk about your offense, but you being from the defensive side of the ball, how do you take, whether it's one play or one drive, like I'll use the last drive where South Carolina scores to win the game, how do you take those teaching moments and use them throughout the week to, you know, to show your defense, you know, areas to improve? And how have you seen them take those teaching moments and in turn improve as you move along?
What we're dealing with, you know, this is true in not just at Vanderbilt, but in college football, you know, you're dealing with young players who are young in their career. You know, football is a game in high school. Like here in Nashville, there's generally 10 regular season games and then playoffs. And so in other sports, you play, you know, a couple times a week in basketball, a couple times a week in baseball. You're building schedules of, you know, 30, 40 games. And even in practice, you put the ball down and you're scrimmaging a lot and you're working through scenarios. And my point is that game exposure in other sports is more accessible, right? You play the game more in other sports. We practice more than we play. And so though we're really in tune and in touch to practicing situations, practicing those situations. For example, we work 2-minute drives once a week. That's a great competitive drill. It's also a systems check for us where, you know, you're putting coaches in positions to make calls in the moment. Those are great training grounds for what we experienced in the last drive on Saturday, and yet to do it in practice and to do it in the game are two different things. So with every exposure, you learn a little more about what it means to perform on Saturdays in the SEC. And what I'll say about with respect to how we've kind of taken that exposure and the learning from that exposure and kind of doubled down each week, I think even in the Colorado State game, particularly early, you know, we were chasing the ball around the field. We were not executing in our base structures. We had the energy and enthusiasm, but we didn't have the focus and detail needed. And that's both a coaching issue and a player issue. I mean, that there's total ownership there, right? We have to coach it better. We have to give them the specifics of where their eyes need to be, what they need to be seeing, and how they capture leverage and down the ball. And that was further exposed, you know, as we played Georgia, right? It was, you know, we were reacting to the ball and not, you know, what our read was telling us, so that we were never in position to anticipate where the ball was going to be and to constrict space around the ball. And that led to explosives, and that led to a long afternoon. I think as we've doubled down on this idea, what we're going to focus in detail on key points of execution, particularly in the safety and corner position, how we defend the perimeter, how we play physically through those perimeter screens and constrict space around the ball, you know, how we anticipate where the ball is going to be based off what our key tells us so that we can collapse the space early and make plays at the line of scrimmage. those are things that have allowed us to find early down success. And ultimately on Saturday, what ended up being a sequence of stops there after, you know, the second drive of the game where they on second and 17, they threw an explosive for right around 80 yards all the way until the 2 minute drive where they scored the go ahead touchdown. You know, there was a gap there of disruptive play, of, you know, three and outs, of stops where we were really functioning well as a defense. That has all been learned through the season. So, you know, part of installation is, hey, where do I line up, right? And like, what is the coverage we're playing? Is it cover four? Is it cover three? Okay, what's my responsibility? And then the deeper you go, the more detailed you become. All right, in this call, I need to see the tackle to the tight end. And if it's pass, my eyes go here. And if it's run, here's where my eyes go. And I'm responsible for defending the perimeter here. So I need to make sure my cleats are in the ground on the snap. I'm not moving towards the ball. I'm not moving horizontally to coverage. But I'm staking the ground and reacting to the ball in the mesh or not. I know I'm getting a little nuanced and detailed there, but it's that level of understanding and awareness that allows for us to outperform our opponent, to get to our technique faster than the opponent. So the 2 minute sequence is, it both exposes holes in our preparation and exposes holes, gaps in some of our tactics where we need to solidify and teach better and build better understanding into our team. And it also builds in this situational learning where, you know, again, in that moment, it's a minute 36 left and no timeouts. We've got to keep the ball inside and in front of us. We have to get it down, tackle it in bounds, and we have to force South Carolina to play against two opponents, both Vanderbilt defense and the clock. And we weren't able to do that because we surrendered chunks. And when you surrender chunks in that situation, you get on your heels. And a credit to South Carolina for putting that pressure on us. But we certainly can be better, and we will be better because of the experience.
Well, Mississippi State this weekend, best of luck against them for homecoming. Coach, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. Coach Clark Lee, Vanderbilt's head coach. They take on Mississippi State this Saturday at Vanderbilt. So we'll talk about that. When we come back, we'll get back into the Titans. I want to ask these guys about a play that we haven't talked about yet, and we will do that on the other side as you listen to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.